It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is Tess Masters, known as the Blender Girl. She has a brand new book out called The Perfect Blend. Tess, do you prefer using frozen fruit or fresh fruit in your smoothies?
Look, it depends on what the other ingredients are. You know, when you're making a smoothie, you always want it to, you want it to be cold, and you want it to have a creamy or a frosty texture. So if I'm using ice or I've got frozen bananas, sometimes I'll use, you know, fresh Driscoll's berries, things like that, other fresh fruit. But more often than not, I will freeze fruit that's in season. I'll flash freeze it. It actually makes it more expensive. Just sort of depends. But typically, yes, frozen fruit is fantastic in smoothies.
What about things like fresh spinach and greens? Do you use a lot of those as well?
I do. So I'm always wanting to go green wherever possible, but I really recommend that people rotate their leafy greens. So you never want to be just doing spinach every single day of the week. So I'll throw in a cup of spinach to my smoothie one day, then the next day I might do kale. Another day I'll do chard. I'll do collard greens, arugula, dandelion greens, things like that. Just mixing it up and rotating your leafy greens, I think, is a really prudent approach just to get some diversity. Another thing is, you know, the Vega protein powders, they have greens in them. So there's lots of clever ways that you can infuse greens. So that's a really great trick, particularly if you're making smoothies for children. You can put a teaspoon or a tablespoon of those green powders, get your daily quota of greens as well.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com.